she was down at Flemington for the very first time, and no problems there. Their trainer is Chris Waller, and he's been good enough to join us on the line today. G'day, Chris.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Ray.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Congratulations, Chris. I think you know, the races this preparation have been, might be being a little harsh saying mixed, and she's been winning perhaps differently, but it seemed yesterday she was back to the days when she just goes unchallenged. It must have been a joy to watch for you.
Yeah, it sure was. I think probably described her first few runs as mixed as good, because I think it's been legitimate reasons. She hasn't disappointed, that's the main thing. And yesterday was picture perfect. It was, what else do you say, poetry in motion. She just rolled along and had a nice even tempo and ambled up like we've seen her do many times and put them away pretty quickly. So it was great. She was certainly well received.
Yeah, no, it looked awesome watching it from Randwick, Chris. Chris, I often hear trainers talk about when they move horses interstate, a change in environment often switches them on. And one of the quotes from Huey after the race was she was sort of not quite in the zone on George Main Stakes Day, but she was in the zone yesterday. Was it potentially that change of environment, that switch to Melbourne has turned her on, Chris?
Still not admitting she wasn't going that bad.
Yeah, no, true, yeah, exactly.
Flemington's a lovely track to race at. It's got such a big open area. In her track work in the week leading up, she certainly said that she's been very relaxed, as my track rider has been, Cadden. Why? Because, again, it's a really big open space that they work on. And at Rose Hill at the moment, it's under construction. They're upgrading the facilities and putting in new training tracks, and it's quite congested because we're using a couple of small tracks. So it's like you have to take the ticket and get onto the track, and horses don't really like standing around when they're about to do their work, and just adds a bit of tension, and they get on their toes. But down there, she's just been a lot more relaxed, simple as that. Maybe that helps. As far as the race was run, there was no tearaway leaders. Yes, it was a good, strong speed. And we were stepping up to 2,000 metres in comparison to 1,400 and a mile that she's been racing over. So she got into a nice rhythm. And she did some amazing sections in Sydney the last couple of runs. And she basically produced it again yesterday at the end of 2,000 metres and made some... Well, we made a couple of horses look pretty second rate. And they're not. They're good horses that she beat, a couple of them there. But she made them look second class.
Yeah, that's interesting, Chris, because we had a caller a little bit earlier saying, I think it was Sean, wasn't it, who was saying that the impact that Winx has on rivals in that probably Hartnell, Blackheart, Bart haven't been the same since they were soundly beaten. Can you see that as well, that just the impact that she can have in breaking horses' hearts?
Yeah, we've had a few ourselves, Jimmy.
Right.
We've had a number of horses racing, and she flattens them. It's as simple as that. I'm talking good group one horses. And not many people have asked the question, but I'm going back to last year. Good horses like Termedic and Prestatement, they were both Group 1 winners, as good as you get. They raced her in the George Ryder, and I've never said this, but they weren't the same since. Even as close as this year, Fox Plague, she ran second to her first up. She didn't lie down for a week, but she wasn't the same horse. She was flat as a tack for at least 2 weeks. And you'll often see horses take her on and they don't go quite as good the next start. But amazingly, she comes through her races, she eats up and holds her weight and ready for another challenge 2 weeks later. Maybe she puts a lot into her races herself, but she doesn't really show it. And maybe the 3 week gap between runs yesterday was a big help as well.
Or 3 weeks now to go to the Cox Plate, Chris, and the countdown's well and truly on, and the betting has her into $1.25, which is extraordinary when you think about a Cox Plate. Between now and Cox Plate Day, Chris, is it pretty much keep her to a normal routine? Will you take her over to the valley for a track gallop, or does she even need to go over there now before the race?
It's just keeping things simple, and Jimmy would appreciate this being part of the sporting team. You've got to not lose sight of the big day, but you don't want to over analyze it. And you see it in grand finals with sport more than any others, with footy, rugby, or rugby league, or AFL. It's not always the favourite that wins. It's normally the more experienced and the the level-headed team that wins, because it's a different type of build-up the last week. If you get too carried away, you can overtrain, overanalyze. But unless we know she's got the experience to be there, we don't have to change anything. We just got to keep her simple. Mm. And she deserves to be that short price favourite as a result.
Mm. Chris, I'm going to ask you a question here. I'll give you a bit of thinking time if you want it to. Were you more confident yesterday, or over the course of this weekend, of A, Winx winning, B, having the winner of race two, the IGA Liquor Handicap yesterday at Royal Randwick, where you had all three runners, or C, Winx being named Horse of the Year tonight up in Brisbane?
B or C, it's a fight to phone a friend. It's quite unbelievable. We don't go to the races saying, we've got Winx, we're going to win today. Never, ever thought that. I've often said they'll have to be good to beat us today, or it'll take a champion to beat us. Because you never know where that next champion's coming from. And even Humidor yesterday, he was starting to build a pretty good reputation. Mm-hmm. And then there's the unknowns of just luck and sport.
Sure.
So we never get too confident, and it's always pleasing to see her amble up like she did yesterday, because going back to her last three runs, we haven't had that same comfort. We thought at the 400-metre mark, you might get beat today.
Yeah.
Whereas almost every other start, she gets to the 400 and says, gee, how good she's going, and you actually enjoy the last 200 metres of the race. Mm.
Well, we certainly did from Randwick. I know racing and sports fans around the country enjoyed it yesterday, Chris. She's amazing to watch when she's in full flight. And 3 weeks to go to the Cox Plate. Fingers crossed all goes well. And thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning, Chris.
No, thanks, boys. It's great to see you. Appreciate the way you are. Thank you very much. Thanks.